Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, first weekend of games in the books, and that means we overreact. We're overreacting to everything, but that's okay. That's what it's all about. We're not overreacting to how awesome Baseball Isn't Boring is. At BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring is social accounts. We have kept on trucking all through the weekend, and now we land in a new week. New set of games, new series, the whole ball of wax, and new impressions. We have our first impressions for people who are wearing different uniforms. This is a dynamic I wanted to sort of sink my teeth into, because I've never forgotten a conversation I had with Torrey Hunter when Torrey Hunter went from the Twins to the Angels, and he talked about going to a new team and how it wasn't until a couple weeks in, he hits, I think, a walk-off grand slam, and all of a sudden, boom, right there, everything that he was missing, everything that he didn't know he had, which was acceptance, feeling like he was part of a new team, it all fell into place with that one hit. And sometimes that just happens. That is just the way it is for these guys, the mentality of it. And they don't even know. Right now, a lot of these guys don't even know. They think everything's fine. But still, until you get that moment with your new team or those moments or that success, then there might be some awkwardness and some uneasiness because it's your new team. Well, then obviously we got a ton of players with new teams, a ton of new players in new uniforms. And I want to pick through a couple of them or a few of them. And we talked to a few of them. So, and get that dynamic and how they're feeling. So the people I talked to for this podcast, Tyler O'Neill, the Red Sox, Luke Raley of the Seattle Mariners, and then Chase Anderson, who's playing for his eighth major league team. He's also with the Red Sox. And all of them offer a different perspective. Now, the first one I'm going to give you, the first one we're going to talk to is Tyler O'Neill. This is a quick conversation, real quick. But if you want to talk about a moment, about feeling that moment where all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Hey, you already have your signature thing with your new team. That's Tyler O'Neill in a couple different ways. Number one, game one for him, he makes major league history. He hits the home run that makes it five straight opening days with a home run, something that no player in major league history has ever done. So, boom, right there. Everyone's like, you got a new player, and he just set a major league record. So Tyler O'Neill obviously feeling really, really good about that. But he didn't stop there. He ended up, after the four games in Seattle, He ended up with a 400 batting average. And of all the players, of all the newcomers, all the players who have switched teams, he has had the most success in terms of OPS. 1538, 1.538 OPS for Tyler O'Neill with his new team after their first series. All right. Well, here's the quick conversation with Tyler, just talking about that. And then we're going to get into Luke Raley. But first, here's Tyler O'Neill.
So it's a weird dynamic playing for a new team. And the example that I gave, I remember this is how old I, Torrey Hunter, when he went from the Twins to the Angels, he said, it wasn't until I hit a grand slam like the second week of the season where I felt, okay, I'm here. And I'm not saying that, like, you have to do that. You don't have to do that. But it's, you know, this is new for you, right? So is it, how has it been? Like, it's, does it feel different?
Yeah, of course. I mean, different uni, man. Different uni, but same colors at the same time. It's like, you know, the boys here have been awesome, and it feels like I've been here forever just the way everyone's treated me. So, you know, I just want to continue that. We've got a lot of good work in spring training, a lot of good reps out there. You know, just want to stay right there and take it for 160 games. Whatever happens, happens. You know, the less you think, the better.
What? When did it feel in spring training like it was normal?
Probably a couple games in.
Okay. A couple games in the grape.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. You know, I just want to wear the uni a couple times, get a couple knocks, find a couple barrels, catch a couple balls out there. Just feel like I'm a part of the team in that way, you know, falling into the pattern of the game. You know, for me, I don't try and think too much of it, man.
Like, I know, sorry to bring this into your head.
No, you're fine. Yeah. Socially, it's really easy here, man. These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like staff down to the players, man, front office, everyone's been awesome. So,
yeah.
You know, just that's why, you know, it's just...
But you don't know, until you get here, right? And I'm glad it's that way, but you just don't know until you're... And then, fortunately, you got here, and it felt great, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. All right. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, the conversation with Tyler, he was all jacked up about getting ready to play that first game with the Red Sox. He was ready to go. He's obviously... a very insightful guy. We've had him on the podcast before. And if we were going to talk picks to click, I think we already had him as a pick to click. We already had him as best shape of our life guy. Now, pick to click. There you go. All right. A guy who I hadn't talked to before, but I found really interesting. I was glad I got a chance to talk to him, was Luke Raley. Luke Raley had a breakout season with the Tampa Bay Rays last year. 824 OPS, 19 homers. Traded in the offseason to the Seattle Mariners for Jose Caballero. Jose Caballero, who, by the way, you might have seen him getting a little kerfuffle, against Toronto. And besides that, he's had a pretty good start to his career with the Tampa Bay Rays. Who would have ever known that, right? Tampa Bay Rays trade for someone, they're good. But there you go. Jose Caballero, the guy that traded for Luke Raley, he's hitting 385. But we didn't talk to Jose, we talked to Luke. And Luke is really, really insightful, I think, when it comes to this topic, when I get a chance to talk to him. Finding his way, as he said, didn't have the greatest of spring trainings, and only is a 2-for-11 to start the year, but he's going to have his moment. It is, when you listen to him, you hear it. You hear the dynamic of sifting through all the uneasiness, all the unknowns, and then looking for that acceptance, looking for that moment. And maybe it's still out there for Luke. He feels pretty good about himself. You go through spring training, let's be honest, you go through spring training, you're going to get to know the guys. By the time you get to the regular season, you feel sort of like, well, okay, I know where everybody is. I know the clubhouse guys' names. I know my teammates' names and so forth and so on. But it's more than that. It's more than just the team getting to know everybody's locker, everybody's nameplate. It's more than that. It's the acceptance of the fans, all of that. Anyway, all right. Talk to Luke Raley. He was really good. Here you go, Luke Raley.
When you're with a new team, what is that like in terms of you want to impress, right?
Absolutely.
But you don't want to try too hard. You don't want to be someone you're not. Again, it's a weird dynamic, right?
Yeah, it's a fine line to work with, you know? Like, I think human nature, when you're with a new group of guys, like, you obviously want to go out and show them what you can do. But with that, you kind of put yourself into a bad situation with added pressure. So, you know, it's a fine line and how to deal with that.
So what's the advice? So we're all about giving advice to people. So.
Yeah, I think just being yourself, that's the key, you know, like don't be somebody that you're not.
I remember, this is going way back, Torrey Hunter, that's how far back it is, but he said, you know, he was traded, or he went, not traded, but he went from the Twins to the Angels, and he said it wasn't until he hit a grand slam in like the second week of the season that he was like, okay, I'm accepted, right?
Right.
So, can you relate to that at all?
Yeah, to be accepted, not really. I mean, it's been a really good group of guys, and they've been very accepting, but like...
Yeah, I mean, accepted is the wrong word.
No, like just to like...
Feel like the community.
Who you are, you know, and I kind of feel that way too. Like, I still like, obviously spring training wasn't exactly what I'd hoped it would be, and, you know, I still don't think that they've got to see in person, like, while I'm on their team, what I can do. Obviously, like, guys that were here last year, like, when we played the Mariners, they got to see me in those, like, small little times that we played. I mean, what we played... 12 games against each other last year, they've seen a little bit, you know, it wasn't even that, 6-7 games last year. So, like, they've obviously seen, you know, what I can do and who I am, but, like, it's just different being a part of the team. And,
First of all, spring training, who cares? But I guess it's almost like I'm thinking even, I think with Torrey, it was almost like the community, too. Like, it was, like, I was talking to Trevor Story, and he's been to 2 years, and he's like, this hopefully is the first time I get to show, like, my real self, right, to the Boston fans. It's all weird dynamic.
Yeah, it's different. You know, you get a new fan base who doesn't know who you are, that you have to go out and show like who you are on a daily basis. And and like being in Tampa last year, like that was my first full year in the big leagues, and like won over some fans there. Like I got a lot of messages after the trade, like, man, we're gonna miss you in Tampa. You know, it's those kind of things. Like, they will eventually see who you are and how you play and things you do for the team and stuff like that. So it's definitely an interesting dynamic. Yeah.
So the last thing is, it's also not only the performance, but just getting used to everything. Like you said, Tampa's a unique place.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Cashy and everything else and, you know, but it's a unique place. Like, every place is unique. And then you come here and maybe they do things a little bit different. Like, I talked to somebody, the other day who came from Atlanta. I said, we never had meetings ever. Right.
Yeah.
It's just less. Well, so was that another thing like that you had to get used to?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say like getting used to. It's just different. Like, it's just, you have a new kind of schedule, like in a new way of doing things. I wouldn't say like, you know, I don't think that was something that was hard for me to adjust to. It's just different.
What is the thing that you feel this is a cliche question. Sorry. I said it was on the, but what is the thing that you're better at now that you feel like even a year ago?
Just knowing how to prepare for a full big league season. I think that's like the biggest thing, like what I need to do to stay on the field and feel the best I can feel each and every day.
That hit a little bit differently?
Yeah, I mean, it's just different, you know, in the minor leagues, and definitely now how they work, like every Monday is off. You get a day every week to reset. Like, that's not how it works here. Like, you can go 2-3 weeks without having an off day and having that reset. So you gotta know how to reset while not having like a full day.
Yeah,
to
I never
reset,
think about that. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So yeah, it's a little bit different.
All right, now a little bit different perspective. A guy who is with a new team for the 8th time. This isn't his first rodeo. Chase Anderson is with the Red Sox. He had been let go by the Pirates in spring training, hooked on with the Red Sox very late in spring training. So if anyone knows about this dynamic, everyone knows about what it's like to be dropped onto a team and having that feel of wanting to make a good impression or integrating himself with a new team, it is Chase Anderson. No, so once again, we hit all the angles.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In this angle, it's the guy who's been around the block. The guy who is, as we said, has been on his, is on his eighth major league team. A guy who has gone through this process before. So, we have all these guys. We should also note there's other guys who are doing really, really well who have been dropped on teams. Juan Soto hitting 529 with a 1365 OPS. Jared Walsh, he's with Texas, 444 batting average, 1333 OPS. JD Davis with Oakland, 385, 1313 OPS. And then there's guys who haven't done well, hitters. Jorge Soler, 2-for-15 to start. Then there's pitchers who have done well. Corbin Burns, 6 innings, 1 run, 11 strikeouts in his first outing. Tyler Glasnow, after 2 starts, has a 2.45 ERA. All right, well, I hope that everybody understood that this was a good topic. And so when you see that player that you're like, oh, when's he going to do something? When's he going to do something? When is he going to do something? Who is a new guy? And you're thinking, is this the right guy or isn't the right guy? Just understand, they're thinking the same thing. All right. Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Baseball isn't boring. Here we go. We'll top it off with a guy who knows a little bit, knows what's what when it comes to switching teams and making a good impression and finding his way in a new uniform. Chase Anderson.
You know, it's something that we don't really think about because it happens so much in baseball, but when you go to a new team, there's a lot you have to do. There's getting to know your teammates, there's a ton of stuff, including wanting to make a good impression, first impression on a fan base and a team. For you, have you gotten used to that in terms of not putting too much pressure on yourself and just understand, hey, listen, I'm just going to be myself and everyone, I'll get to know everybody and they're going to get to know me?
Yeah, you know, for the last couple years, I've bounced around with lots of organizations, lots of teams, and I just try to fit in as fast as possible. Like you said, be myself, know what makes me tick, know what makes me good. It's still what I'm, my job is to do, to go out there and get outs, and knowing my strengths and pitching to those things, and, you know, just trying to engulf myself into the culture and trying to be one of the guys, but stand out as well as being myself. And, you know, I've been around a little bit of time, so being that veteran presence and helping some of the young guys and getting to know the older guys and, you know, just kind of making this a melting pot of a clubhouse and, you know, bringing a positive attitude every day, I think it's huge.
Is that something that you have learned over the time and gotten better at? Because when you first do it, all the things that you mentioned, you probably aren't on your radar. Is it something that you learned over time?
I think it just comes with maturity, experience. Different, being with different teams. I mean, the goal is to be with one team your whole career, right? Everybody would love that. That's just not the reality of the game anymore.
But nobody does.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, not many guys get that opportunity. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's well, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm in the big leagues. I'm thankful to be it where I just, my goal is to be where my feet are and be present there. And if that's going to be, help me be the best version of myself, if I'm present each and every day with the guys, with what my task I have to do, and go out and perform at a high level, in a stressful situation. You know, baseball is, it's a high stress game, right?
Yeah.
It's perform and see you later. And, I've learned that the last couple of years, you know, bounce around, but, I welcome that pressure. I welcome that intensity. I welcome that competitive atmosphere, because that's what brings out the best in you, right? Mm. Especially at a team like this, being with the Red Sox, it's an iconic franchise, right? Grew up watching this team, a lot of great players have played here, and it's cool to put the uniform on each and every day the last, you know, week or so I've been here. So looking forward to this opportunity. I feel like being able to fit in with this team and show them that I can still do it at a little bit older of an age. And, you know, I'm just trying to push back against that curve of, you know, oh, you're over 32, you're kind of done. Like, no, I'm 36, still feel good. I'm going to do the best I can to show you I'm still ready to go.
I've a lot of stories.
As well as you.
I have a lot of stories of guys who they go to a new team and they feel once they do something momentous, like maybe it's like pitching a clean inning, maybe it's having a big moment, and that's when they feel like, okay, you know, I don't want to say I belong, but there is something to be said of having that moment. And I don't know in the other stops if you had that feeling at all. I mean, the one that I always come back to, Chase, is Torrey Hunter going back. He hit a grand slam the second week of the season with the Angels, and he's like, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm accepted. I don't know if you've ever had that. Maybe you haven't, but.
That's a good question. I think regardless of when you go out there and you, like, as a relief pitcher or starter, you have a good outing, it's your first one with a new team, or you have a couple clean innings and you strike a few guys out, and, you know, okay, the guys start to rally around you a little bit, like, okay, this guy's here to help us out. And that's my goal. I mean, I haven't been out there yet, but looking forward to getting out there and, you know, performing that way, being successful. And, you know, like I said, I've been around a long time. Yeah. I got a back of a baseball card. I got lots of stats and numbers.
Yeah, but I don't know if
some good, some bad. But I've evolved over those years, and I've added pitches and I've taken pitches away. And but yeah, having one of those, you know, momentous or good first impressions if you go on a team, it helps.
It does help. I would imagine it. I mean, it's not only for the team, but for the, you know, it's cool for the fans, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, to be. because like I said, I've been mainly small market teams in my career. I played with the Phillies a little bit. And being here, I mean, in every stop I've had, the fans have been great. Mm. Small market, big market, but you know, when you play for a franchise that's globally known like the Red Sox are, and you do well, fans love you, man. Yeah. They love you. They want you. Like, you look at what, shoot, like Lester had did here. All those guys, Beckett, oh, yeah. Nomar, Big Poppy, all these big names that have played here that have put up historic careers and come through in clutch situations, you know. You're kind of, well, you're left forever.
Your buddy, you know, Ryan Brazier was a perfect example of this, yeah. Right? He was, you know, he shows up in spring training out of nowhere, and next thing you know, he's yelling at Gary Sanchez to get back in the box, an iconic, and people, you know, all of a sudden everyone in Boston is like, they're buying him beers for forever.
Yeah.
You know,
him win the World Series.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever talk to him about, like.
Oh, yeah, we chat. You know, we've been friends since we were 2 years old, yeah. Same babysitter, grew up together, playing together. He texted me as soon as I signed here. It was really cool to hear from him. Boston's a special place, yeah. And you're going to love it, and I appreciated that. And, you know, I was happy for him. He had to struggle a little bit out of the gate last year, and he came back and dominated for the Dodgers. He got a 2-year contract, and shoot, we're both from a small town, Wichita Falls, Texas, and to be able to play this game at a high level and to do it for a long time like we both have, it's humbling. We're grateful, and like I said, I'm just grateful to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.